Hey there, guys. I'm Roxanne.
And I'm Nicole.
And you're now listening to the fourth episode of the Big Bang Buzzcast. And we have quite a lot to talk about this week because the Big Bang Theory cast was at PaleyFest last night. And they had a pretty awesome panel. So that kind of gives us a lot of different things to talk about.
And you got to go, and I was sitting at home listening to you and Marianne text me about how I need to move out there and go to awesome things, which just made me feel really good about my whole stuck in a college situation. Just saying.
we were just saying, after you're out of college, you should definitely move out to California and enjoy all of the awesomeness here.
You know, as awesome as it was, I would not go to my job. I would be doing that kind of stuff all the time, so I would fall in debt super fast.
Thankfully, there isn't awesome stuff like this every single day, or at least not that I want to go to, so I can still go to work sometimes.
Sometimes.
But yeah, I was at the panel last night. Marianne and I actually got there pretty early in line. I think it was around, like, 3:30 or so.
She was there. I saw a tweet or a Facebook thing. She was there. Went in Pacific time, went in Eastern time. It wasn't even the time that the panel would start in Pacific time. Because I remember counting forward. I remember, like, the time it was. And I'm like, you guys are there, like, overcompensating for the entire time difference of this country before it starts.
Because how PaleyFest works is you purchase a ticket for, like, which section you want to sit in. So there's orchestra, like, front orchestra and rear orchestra. And then up above, there's the mezzanine. And then front balcony and rear balcony. So you have a ticket for a section, but you don't have a specific seat within that section. And that's basically first come, first serve. And then if you're a PaleyFest member, which we're not, but PaleyFest members actually get into the theater first. So they get first pick of their seats, and then they let in everybody else. So we're like, okay, well, we want to get there early to get the best seat choice that we can get at that point. Mm-hmm. And so we were in the mezzanine. Which is basically, it's just like one big balcony, and they call the front section of it the mezzanine. But we were in the second row of that, right near the front. So we had really good seats for looking down and watching the panel from up there.
Plus there was the big screen, so yeah. I'm sure that helped.
So wherever you were, you could definitely see off of the screen. The one thing our seats weren't good for, though, was if you wanted to try to get an autograph afterwards. Because the second... Even really before the panel ended, like, the moderator, Polly, she was just starting to wrap up, and you could just see everyone below in the orchestra just suddenly swarm forward.
Like, I saw your picture.
It was crazy to watch. Like, it was just, like, 1 second people are still in their seats, and suddenly everyone is moving and crowding at the stage, and we're like, okay, we're not going down there.
You know, it took me an embarrassingly long time. People were tweeting, Polly says this, Polly says that, to realize who they were talking about. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, yeah, this moderator person, and then there was a picture, and I'm like, oh, my God, okay, I'm like, I'm so excited now. I don't know why I didn't pick up on that, but...
I was kind of just excited that she was the moderator because she and Johnny are such good friends.
Yeah.
Like, I know I've seen pictures of the two of them out together. And then she mentioned, like, at the very beginning how they've been friends since, like, forever. And mm-hmm. apparently he, like, insulted her in a bar, like, 15 years ago or something. And they've been friends since. But, yeah, so I was at the panel. And it started out, they showed us, I was hoping they would show us a full episode, like, what aired tonight, Thursday, the new episode. But we only saw a preview of that. First, though, they showed us, like, a highlight reel from season 6, and just, like, a lot of funny, mostly funny clips. And I was surprised it actually had, like, a clip from last week's episode. They had Leonard talking to all the junior high school girls. That was in there. But then, like, through the whole season, it had all the different characters. It had, like, some Shamey scenes. It had some Leonard and Penny. It had some Howard and Bernadette. So it was pretty well balanced. But they showed us that, and then... From the new episode, they showed us up until Sheldon was, like, organizing his closet and found the letter, and then Howard sent Sheldon home. So we saw up to that last night.
That's cool. But then you didn't know how it ended.
Yeah, so then it was, like, we saw a really good, like, it was a really good introduction to the episode, but it was, like, I want to see more. And then we'll be talking about more about the episode later in this episode. But then, yeah, then they got started with the panel, and they asked questions from both. Polly had, like, her own questions, and they were taking questions both from Twitter and people who were watching in theaters across the country. And I thought it was a pretty good selection overall of questions. Like, there were a few where it was kind of like, oh, well, we already knew that. Like, they asked about the origin of Bazinga and Soft mm-hmm. Kitty, which are both things that have been mentioned in the past in interviews and such. But there were a lot of other good questions.
I feel like, I think you said they tweeted, like, the who's, like, their character or something along those lines again. I remember you tweeted something that I feel like they're asked at every Comic-Con.
Well, the very first question...
you need to move past some of these.
I know, the very first question was, like, how much do you guys know about...
That was it.
How much do you guys know about, like, the science? And I was kind of like, really, that's how we're starting it off? Because that is something that they're asked all the time. And they're all mm-hmm. basically just kind of joke off the answer, like, not that much. Like, last night, Simon was like, well, I can pronounce it. And Kunal was like, I can't. and then Kaylee said she can't even spell it. But yeah, like, they just pretty much joked off that question. Because,
you know,
they get
later
it all
on,
the time.
When you said that, Kaylee said that when Penny's drinking, she's really drinking. All I could think of for that, going back to that question, would be, like, you know, I take a shot every time somebody asks me if I actually know anything, because I would totally make a drinking game out of that, if, theoretically, I'm not 21, but, if I was, I would make a drinking game out of, you know, if someone asked me questions like that all the time, or if I was Kaylee every time somebody, like, did the knock Penny thing, because she said that happens all the time, too.
Yeah, but then they talked about, like, the inspiration for the show, which is, again, something, if you're, like, a big fan of the show, I feel like most people kind of know, or you've heard them talk about that at some point or another. I don't know, we've got a few articles here we're kind of gonna, that kind of highlighted a lot of the panel. And these will, of course, be linked on our blog at thebigbangbuzz.com. I don't know, as you were like following the panel online, were there any things that really stood out to you?
Oh, I knew you were gonna ask me this, and I should have brought up my tweets. Or you could have warned me. Let me go back. Well, obviously I really liked Kaylee talking again about how she felt during the I Love You scene, which I'm always gonna like that.
And when that came up, there's a really cute picture that my friend took that I'll be sure goes up on our site, but of Kaylee and Johnny just looking at each other and smiling when they were talking about the I Love You scene.
And it's, I've had that up on the other half of my computer for the past half hour.
It's just kind of adorable.
Yeah. Oh, I was really excited that Melissa did another Mrs. Wallowitz impression.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are always awesome, and I'm like, even if she plans that, you know, whenever Simon tries to do one, like, he never, like, comes up with, like, any original in-character sounding set things to say, but it's like Melissa always has one ready, and I don't know if she goes to these things, like, prepared to do that, or if just, like, her stand-up background, like, she's used to, like, coming up with stuff.
She, like, when it came up, however, and then they're like, okay, like, give us a Mrs. Wallowitz, and then they're, like, looking down at Simon and Melissa at the end of the row, and then Melissa, she just kind of, she took a few seconds, so she didn't have something just immediately prepared, but then she came out with that, it was, what was it, she said,
something
like,
about getting a mammogram at Paley's
Center. Yeah, it was,
something.
Like, Paley's Center. I think that's where I get my mammograms done, or something like that. Of course, in the accent. And then everyone just cracking up. And then I didn't tweet the rest of it. Then she had, like, she had another line. She said something about, like, the doctors there are so handy.
Nice.
But, yeah, that was... Melissa had a couple points during the panel where she just, like, cracked everybody up. The other one was...
Technically, doctors... Nurses give you mammograms, not doctors. Which I know because my friend's mom is a nurse, and she told me. But yeah, I mean, it's just, like, I like how, even if it takes her a second, like, you know, I remember at Comic-Con, like, Simon took, like, a while, and then all he did was, like, say, like, Howard, and then this is Wallowitz's voice, and then, like, Melissa busts out, like, the sex convention line or something. And I'm just like, I love you.
Yeah, Melissa's other, her great story was they were talking about when they got painted up as the Smurfs for the Halloween episode. And she was saying, for whatever reason, at the end of the night, like, they were able to get it off of Simon faster. And then they were still just trying to get all of the blue off of her. And they told her to, like, lift up her legs to, like, get it off of her legs or wherever it was down there. And then she heard one of the guys, like, laugh a little bit. And she, like, wasn't really sure why. And then she, like, looked in the mirror. And she's like, what is that? And then this is, like, a quote from what she said. She's like, "Dear Lord Jesus, that's my business." And then she just put her legs down. And she just kind of studied them, like, long night.
Oh my gosh, I can totally picture her.
And, like, for anyone who, which is probably most of you who haven't, you either weren't in the panel audience itself or didn't get to see a screening, it is up on Hulu now, so if you're in the U.S. at least, you can watch it, the whole thing online. I don't think that works, unfortunately, if you're outside of the U.S.
From what I saw on the forum, it doesn't.
No.
But it'll probably end up somewhere else at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will find a way around that to get it up on YouTube or something. I really liked the flash mob that Kaylee organized, that came up at some point in discussion, which part of it, it's like we'd kind of heard before about how Kaylee was the one who organized it, but she said, like, once, I guess first she was saying how she, like, asked around the crew and found out if people would be interested or not, and once it was kind of established that the crew would be interested, then she basically told the cast, okay, we're doing this. And then she sent her sister Brie, like, 6 songs, and was like, hey, do you think you can maybe come up with, like, some choreography for this or something? And then 30 minutes later, Brie was like, okay, I've got this. And she sent her a video of her, like, dancing out the whole thing. So then they had that set. And then, yeah, they just, like, rehearsed for a couple weeks, and they kept it a secret from all the producers.
See, I keep hearing differing things on that. Like, I could have sworn she said once that they did one rehearsal.
No, they were saying, from what they were saying last night, it was, like, at least multiple rehearsals, because they were talking about people staying late, like, over this time period, and then Johnny was saying how it was, like, a testament of how much, like, everyone on the cast and crew, like, genuinely, like, loves and gets along with each other, that they would, like, put all this extra work into that, because then it came down to it, they were saying, I guess Kaylee kept trying to get Johnny involved with this, and he was just kind of, like, shrugging it off and rolling his eyes, not really interested. But then, like, near the very end, he saw them, like, do a run-through or a rehearsal, and he was like, okay, I want to be a part of this now. But since
and they're like, okay, you can spin on your butt.
Yeah. Since it was so late in the game, that was how he basically ended up just doing his little breakdance solo. Yeah. Which no one else spun on their butt.
Yeah. I just swear, though, I remember, like, I mean, that makes more sense, but I swear I remember Kaylee or Mayim, one of the two, said that they did, like, one really long rehearsal, which I still don't know, I still just find it kind of weird, because wasn't that done after 43, after episode 8?
I don't remember which episode it was after.
Because I feel like whatever episode it was after, the actual, what they were wearing, like, was that, like, that clothing and that setup, was that a tag to an episode? Because I feel like someone brought up, like, how did the producers not know that they were doing something, because they called that scene tag 2, but I think someone said that, like, whatever episode that was after, like, the tag wasn't, like, that. And if it was 43, the tag would have been, you know, Sheldon with the hacky sack. So, like, how did the writers not know something was up? Which, well, I could be wrong. I mean, obviously, I don't read the taping report, so I don't remember what episode. It was after, but I thought it was after 43, which the tag was Sheldon with the hacky sack, so if they would be like, okay, we're gonna do tag 2 in the living room with different clothes and everyone.
I think at that point, because they kind of mentioned that last night, so at the point, like, where once they set up in the living room, at that point the writers knew something was up, because they were saying after they did the tag, then everyone went back and they were getting ready in the living room, and the writers at that point were like, what's going on? We didn't do another scene. So, as they were setting up, and the crew and cast, everyone just, like, went along and, like, okay, we're at this next thing now. So, at that point, the writers knew.
Okay, because, I don't know, it just seemed like they were trying to do it where they were actually going to do the scene. I know that was for, like, the audience's benefit, but, like, when they kept going on about, oh, none of the writers knew, like, I thought that they were under the same impression. I looked back on your site, and it was after 43.
Okay.
So, yeah, they must have known then. That always confused me, because I was just like, that wasn't the tag. Like, unless the writers were going to do, like, a completely different random tag, but then they wouldn't have wrapped up Sheldon's 43 storyline, and that was the whole title, so. But yeah, okay, that makes sense if they did know from that point.
Yeah. They did, just speaking of 43, that came up also at Paley Fest, and because they were asking about if there was any significance to the number 43. And, of course, like, 42 with Hitchhiker's Guide is, like, the meaning of life. And they said that basically, like, they knew, like, everyone would know what 42 was. And then so they were just looking, I guess after that they just went up to, like, 43. Or they were looking at different numbers just to see, like, what connotations they had associated with them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Malaro said there was some pretty cool stuff that went along with 43, so that's why they went with it. But he didn't say what any of those things were. Which I really wanted him to, like, say something. Cause when that aired, there was... Because that was the episode where Penny says, I love you, right?
That was what we were predicting before.
Or was it when we were just predicting it?
No. 43 is when she said it. But, like, remember beforehand when
that
we were speculating?
We had the predictions because of 43.
Because of the number 43. So, but then... And then I also think in the episode when Raj and Howard were trying to discuss what it meant, at some point, Raj said something about maybe it's a double meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we were talking, like, okay, when Sheldon said, you know, 43, we were like, okay, that's what that storyline. It's not Leonard and Penny. And then someone tweeted, well, I mean, we can just pretend it's a double meaning. And then literally, like, 20 seconds later, Raj goes, oh, something double meaning. And I'm just like, it can still happen. So I'm just going to pretend that it was.
Yeah. And for... those of you who don't know why we jumped from 43 to I love you, it's what I'm looking on the Wikipedia page for 43 right now, and I'm not seeing this.
No.
Do you want to explain it?
It was the number 143 is like the number code for I love you, because there's one letter in I, four in love, and three in you. So someone on the forum said, oh, 43, like, maybe if, you know, throw out the I, but if 143 is I love you, then 43 is love you. So basically with us wanting her to say it for 3 years, we kind of ran with that. And then it actually happened, so now we're wondering, okay, maybe we aren't completely insane. Maybe there was some actual, like, merit there. And I know that I've seen, 'cause what I knew that number from was, like, a worksheet we did in math class or whatever, and then, like, someone, I know I've seen someone use, like, 43 for love you and 143 for I love you, so it originates from 143, but we just kind of said, oh, well, you know, 43 is just eliminating the I, so if it hadn't happened, we would have been like, okay, we were just really stretching it, like, this is how badly we want it to happen, but considering it happened in the same episode, we were like, hey, we're going with it.
Yeah.
But it's actually 143, not 43.
I really wish now, because I ran into Steve Malaro outside of the theater afterwards.
Missed opportunity.
I know, when we were leaving. And then I actually got him. He signed my program. And when he was signing it, I was trying to think of something to say to him about, like, how much I've loved this season. And, like since he's really, like, taken over a lot of the show running stuff with it. And he mentioned during the panel about how he really likes the... what
emotional
was his wording?
Ones.
Yeah, the emotional stories. And I was trying to think of something, like, along those lines to say to him, and I really couldn't think of anything or put it into words in, like, the few seconds that I had. But now I really wish I'd thought to ask him about 43. Yeah. Oh, well. If I ever have another chance, that will be at the top of my list.
Yeah. Well, we should get someone at Comic-Con to ask that. Hey, anyone who's going to Comic-Con, if you want to ask that, you know.
I'll be at Comic-Con.
Yeah, but you won't find the words in the few seconds it takes.
Well, if I have the question ready now.
Okay, well, write it down so you don't forget.
Okay, 43.
You're not writing it down. Very good. You didn't actually write it down.
I did, as a matter of fact. Can you see that?
Okay, guys, I can vouch. She wrote the number 43 on a paper.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, moving on.
Yeah, I'm scanning through, like, this article right now, looking for any other highlights. They talked about the spanking scene with Sheldon and Amy, which that was pretty amusing.
I feel like I'm going to like that scene better now that we've seen them talk about it. Because I was a little uncomfortable when I saw that. I haven't actually rewatched that scene. But I'm just going to be thinking of Jim now and Mayim just getting, like, embarrassed, but not in the sense that would make him stop talking.
Yeah, because pretty much that spanking was initially supposed to be done off camera, mm-hmm. along with other things earlier in the episode. But then the other jokes kept getting cut from the script. So then as they got down to the end, Jim was realizing, we're going to have to do this thing on camera. And then he said, like, the whole week as they'd been rehearsing, he hadn't had to worry about, like, hiding his amusement or laughter because it was off camera. So then he's like, how am I going to do this? And then Kaylee said, like, she'd been up in her dressing room as they were doing this. And then she comes down on the scene, and she just sees, like, on the monitor,
big screen, yeah,
Mayim over Jim's lap, and she's like, what did I miss?
I liked how, because I watched the clip of that, because it was on the forum,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, he was all like, you know, and you would not believe how game this one is, and she just, like, covered her hands with her face. And then he was all like, when he was, like, you know, to get the sound effect we're gonna need, and she's like, go for it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, because Jim was really the one doing most of the talking about that, and Mayim was just, like,
sitting
hiding her face.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, and then we've also got this other article from the TV Guide.
Oh, no, it's TV Line. It's TV Line. I'm sorry, I told you wrong.
TV Line. Okay, I'm looking at the wrong tab then here. There's a TV Line article that talked about some stuff from the Paley Fest. Or, well, I've got two. I've got a TV Line that just has, like, a small little paragraph. But then...
Okay, yeah, TV Line was the second one I sent you.
Yeah, TV Guide also has some stuff. And both of these articles, they kind of had some things mentioned from Paley Fest. But then they also talk about some things to look forward to for the finale this season, which never came up during the panel itself, but apparently was talked about backstage during the specific press interviews and things. So this kind of has slightly spoilerish overtones, but nothing too specific at all, just general. But anyway, so on TV Guide for the finale, it says it's going to be a little bit different from last year. Prady says if that was big, this will be small. And then Malaro says that it'll be relationship-centric.
Meaning the wedding and the space launch.
Yeah.
That's what he says is big, and then this will be small. So no one's getting blasted out of the atmosphere.
Small compared to that. Yep. Malaro says relationship-centric, but then Prady promises no more proposals this year. So, Penny...
Roz and Lucy, probably.
Hmm?
Roz
in the finale?
Lucy, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they hinted at that in the other article, I think. But yeah, it'll probably
right above
be that
one also, it says, or I thought. But yeah, it does look like we'll have... So Lucy will be around until the finale at least, and then we'll see next year if she'll be back for season 7. But it says, says Raj discovers some stuff on the internet about Lucy, and then Howard tries to give him some tips on how to deal with that.
Yeah, I can't speculate too much. Maybe, actually my roommate suggested that maybe it was something to do with why she has such social anxiety.
Mm-hmm. The TV Guide TV Guide article says, he reads a blog that she's written and it kind of freaks him out. And then that's where it says their relationship will also play a big part of the finale.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's cool that, you know, Raj is gonna get the, like, finale relationship storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that. So I'm sure we'll be able to keep with the so far theme of this podcast, talking about Raj and Lucy. because this episode is gonna be very light, and it almost seems weird to not be analyzing that like crazy. Yeah, that's basically what it says in the TV Line article too, and then off of what you said about there won't be any more proposals this year, it said, we asked if the matter of Penny proposing to Leonard will be revisited this season, and he said, we addressed that pretty well and won't be hitting it anytime soon, but when that springs back around, we know whose court the ball is in. So, it reminded me of the question that we had a couple weeks ago about asking if anyone was going to break up, and I think that that's basically confirmation that at least Leonard and Penny aren't, because it's basically, you know, they bring something up and then they don't talk about it for a while, so I'm guessing, like, okay, we know that Penny's going to propose when it happens, so at some point, like, that's the next big step, it just won't be for a while. Mm-hmm. So I kind of took that as, like, extra assurance that they're not actually going to be breaking up, and that the next, like, big event with them isn't going to be a breakup, but it'll be that. Though, I'm not expecting that until at least, like, next year's finale. But it just kind of gives me more, like, credibility when I say I don't see them breaking up anytime soon.
Yeah, my
first... I'm guessing if anyone does at this point now, it'll be Raj and Lucy.
Yeah, my first thought with that quote about it springing back around is he didn't say, but if that springs back around,
yeah,
but when that springs back around. So I was like, okay, we're going to hold you to that.
Yes. And yeah, like, we know whose court the ball is in, so that, you know, like I said, when that episode aired, like, they're definitely setting up, you know, it wasn't just a, hey, let's just do that to, you know, give the episode, like, an ending.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actual plan that they're having. So when he says, when it springs back around, you know whose court it's in, like, that's something that they are planning on doing. It's just they're going to wait on it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it made me really happy, going back
despite your feelings on that? Going back to Raj and Lucy?
No, going way back to the clip of highlights that they showed us at the PaleyFest panel.
My segue doesn't go back that far, Roxanne.
I'm sorry. But going back to that, like, how I said they showed, you know, like, clips from all the different couples, they included the I Love You in that between Leonard and Penny, which just made me really happy. Like, shortly before that, they also had, like, Sheldon's Spider-Man speech to Amy. So, they had, you know, like, kind of more serious scenes that then, of course, end with something with the laughter. But I just really loved that, like, that made their highlight reel for season 6.
Well, it was a highlight. We've been waiting for that, if you're unspoiled, since April 12th. 2010, and if you are spoiled, since, like, March 3rd, 2010. So if that wasn't on their frickin' season 6 highlight reel, I was gonna seriously question who the heck was making that highlight reel.
Yes.
End opinion.
Good opinion, though.
Thank you.
And then this, well, the TV Guide article, a lot of the rest of it then talks about the episode that just aired tonight, with Howard and a letter from his dad, and then the mention of, like, Leonard and Penny's cocktail party.
Which, actually, we getting into the episode discussion part now?
Yeah.
Alright, so, Michael Ozzello tweeted, loved, 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 loved tonight's Big Bang Theory. Perfect mix of heart and humor. And so, I really liked that, because I kind of agreed, but that popped up while we were discussing, the end of Paley, so I was just like, oh, I really, that's good that that was, and I guess all the people who have been replying to it, they're agreeing, I feel the same way, a very special episode, I agree with you 100%, so it seems to be sitting well with pretty much everyone, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I just got home from work, basically, I found the episode online to be able to watch it before we recorded this, so I haven't gotten to look around too much and see other people's reactions of it, but I really loved the episode. Like, the first thing I tweeted after watching it was, this is the first Big Bang Theory episode that's made me cry. Like, mm-hmm. others have gotten me, like, to maybe tear up or really close to tearing up, but this yeah. one was the first one I've had, like, tears that I actually had to, like, wipe away, because it just really got to me, that ending scene.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and he also just tweeted, well, Jason Ritter replied to him saying, me too, Simon Helberg broke my heart, and then he added, Simon is so underrated, probably because he makes it look so easy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see Simon getting a lot of credit, because he's brilliant, so, and he got a really good stuff to do tonight.
And I was just thinking, like, it's great how they took, like, it was really kind of almost a throwaway line back in season 3 when Howard found the Alf doll, and that was the first mention of his dad, right? So they just...
I think so. I mean, you might have mentioned him in passing, but it was the first time that it was, like...
That he was, how he left him when he was a kid?
Yeah.
Because that was the Precious Fragmentation, that was the first episode that I went to a taping for. So I kind of remember that as, like, oh, yeah, like, that was kind of, like, a big thing we found out that night. And then, so now here we are, like, 3 years later, and then there's still just been, like, maybe a mention here or there once or so a season. And then they give us mm-hmm. this, like, beautiful episode. And Howard, like I said before, when I started watching, he was easily, like, my least favorite character on the show.
Same
I just
here.
Didn't care much for him or, like, most of the humor that he got. But now
he's, I thought he was funny, I just didn't like him.
I don't know. He was funny at parts, but for most of it was, like, I just didn't find him as funny as the rest of them.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, he has so much heart, and he is, like, just so hilarious, like, when they give him some of the material that he's been getting recently. And this
episode, and I liked, you know how, like, Leonard even mentioned that, like, they had the scene where Leonard says to Penny, like, it's amazing how much he's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that, because it was, like, you know, that the characters are recognizing it, too.
Yeah. I was actually just thinking, like, one of the other times that I've come super close, or I may have teared up a little bit, I think, was when Howard gave that speech to Bernadette, and then Penny was like, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That saved me from crying, yes. I started laughing.
But, like, you know, like, Howard's giving us these, like, fantastic, like, so moving moments, and it's from Howard.
I know. Yeah, I remember, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I remember when I realized that I, like, really liked him, and it kind of surprised me, and now I'm just like, oh, Howard, you're, like, one of my favorites. Sometimes you are my favorite, it really depends who's talking,
mm-hmm.
but it's you a lot now, just because he's, like, so, he's so much more well-rounded, and not well-rounded, three-dimensional,
mm-hmm.
than he used to be. Oh, and we didn't get my conga line, but we did get dancing, like I predicted, which mm-hmm. I wasn't actually a prediction, that was just me being dumb, but it worked. So, no conga line, but Howard and Bernadette did dance, and I guess the consensus on the forum is that Leonard, Penny, and Raj and Amy were sort of dancing in their chairs. So I'm going to go with that, too.
I'll have to look back and try to decide on the dancing in the chairs, but...
I didn't really pay attention to Raj and Amy. I was kind of like, oh, Howard and Bernadette are dancing, and look at Leonard and Penny talking, oh my god.
So and I Penny's really hand was on Amy. Leonard's arm.
Yeah, they were so touchy-feely tonight.
They were. Her hand was on his arm also, and they were walking up the stairs, which made mm-hmm. me happy. And then I was trying to think, like, I don't know when the last time was that we got... a Leonard and Penny stair walking scene like that before. It feels like it's been a long time.
Maybe the prenup episode, it feels like.
Maybe. Yeah, because I can't think of anything else this season, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I know prenup was last year, but they've had, like, hallway conversations, but I don't think they've actually had...
walking up and down the stairs.
Walking up and down the stairs. But I've watched so many, like, older episodes, it's hard to keep track of what was then
mm-hmm.
and what's now in terms of just seeing. But, yeah, it was the first in a long time, so that was good. I feel like this is the fangirl edition of the podcast, because when we don't have Raj and Lucy to talk about, we just, like, defect to Leonard and Penny, and then we don't shut up.
Yeah, I really...
So I
liked
that.
I really liked, in the dinner scene at Howard and Bernadette's, when this was one of like the scenes we saw last night, and I noticed like I saw their wedding picture near them and the picture of Howard as an astronaut. But then my friend pointed out, and then I caught it when I was watching tonight, that there's also a picture, it's kind of hidden and hard to see behind Amy, but there's a picture of them in their Smurf costumes that's also framed there.
Oh, that's so adorable. They're like the most adorable married couple. They do all this fun stuff and then take pictures of it.
And Bernadette tries to lift Howard to get to the...
That was, oh my god, that was perfect. Oh my god. I was just like, of course that would happen.
I love how it was just like such a natural thing. Like, okay, I'm going to lift you up now. And then it's Bernadette lifting Howard and not the other way around.
I know. And he wasn't really like, seriously, you know, I'm the man. I should be lifting you. Like, he was just like, all right.
Yep.
But yeah, that was, I really liked that. Okay, so now we have to talk about the scene where they tell him what was in the water.
Yes.
Did you write down what everyone told him? Because I don't remember all of them.
Yeah, okay. I went down and I watched the scene again. So Raj's was that it was a birthday card for his 18th birthday. And it basically said, I love you from Dad. And it was a Far Side card. And then he went off about how much he liked the card.
Gave too much detail. He couldn't have known what the card looked like because Sheldon just told him what the contents was.
Though Sheldon could have maybe said... But yeah, when he started going off on the detail, I was like, I don't know about that one. Sheldon's story was that it was a treasure map, and then it was basically the plot of Goonies, which just reminded me of when Johnny was on Conan. I was like, was this how the Goonies thing came up?
I feel like for that story, Sheldon, we should have given Sheldon that star from Tumblr that says, I don't even think you tried at all. Not what it was. And then when Howard's like, I want all of them to be true. I'm like, really? All of them?
And then Amy's was that the letter explained how he was at Howard's high school graduation and he cried because he was so proud. And that's where I started to tear up when I was watching the episode.
I mean, not upset. I looked upset, but I wasn't upset.
And she said it just like, she said it like so sincerely. I was like, how can that not be the one?
Though,
but
I don't know how it was at your high school, but, you know, you couldn't just get in. You had to, like, register how many people were coming to your graduation, for my high school at least, and then they only gave you that many tickets. So unless Howard's dad, like, pulled some crazy strings or snuck in, I don't know, but I'm just going to ignore that because I want it so badly to be that one.
I feel like for my high school graduation... there was some sort of ticket thing. But then, at my college graduation, there were no tickets whatsoever.
Oh, see, so at my college, there are. Because they were like, hey, I can get you tickets. Like, last year, one of my senior friends were like, hey, do you want to come? I'll get you tickets. I guess they're not very hard to procure, but they, like, do exist.
No, like, we would have tickets if, since the... we're kind of off topic now, but since our graduation is normally outside... they just have, like, all the bleachers and chairs set up. So the only time they have tickets is if for some reason there's bad weather and it needs to be moved inside. But otherwise, no tickets. Gotcha. Anyone can just show up. So I didn't really think about the ticket thing or it being hard for him to show up.
You know,
that.
I live where there are indoor schools. So maybe, you know, Howard does live in California. So I'm going to go with your thing because I really want it to be that one.
Yeah. Penny's was then... the letter explained how he wasn't the man that they thought he was, and he had another life that caught up to him, and he left to keep Howard and his mother safe. Leonard's was basically a letter saying that family is important and telling Howard not to throw it away like he did. And then Bernadette's said that it was a picture of the first time that his father held him when he was born, and on the back it said, Howard, my son, my greatest gift. Which, I love that one, but at the same time, I can't help but think, like, if there was a picture in the envelope, like, I feel like holding the envelope, you'd kind of be able to tell if it was a picture versus a letter inside.
Or a birthday card.
Yeah, and also when he burned it.
Burned it.
then, or like it was slid open, you know, like he wasn't looking at the actual contents of the inside, but if there was a photo or a card, like you would be able to tell that versus a letter.
Yeah, and pictures smell when they burn.
I'll take your word for that one.
So he probably would have noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a picture that would have been that old. Yeah, so I want it to be Amy's, but if it was Leonard's, I think I'd be okay with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just like the thought of him being there for his graduation. Unless we find out otherwise, that's what it was.
Yeah. And I kind of, like, obviously I don't know if they'll ever return to this or, like, it's not outside the realm of possibility. They might someday bring Howard's dad in. But, like, as of now, I really like how they left it open-ended. So, how we're in the same position as Howard, and we don't really know which one it is. And we're just kind of, like, left to choose from among them.
I did like that. For a second, I was wondering maybe it said everything and they were breaking it up.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, when he said, I want them all to be true, like, you know, they could have just been like, well, you know, like, but then when Leonard, like, specified one of them is, I'm like, okay, that's not what they're doing. For a second, I was like, oh, what if it, like, said all of that? But it couldn't be, like, a birthday card and the picture and all that other stuff.
And a treasure map.
Yes, here's a treasure map. Yeah. But yeah, so I am pretending it's Amy's.
Mm-hmm. And just, I really liked, I wasn't expecting it to be done that way, because I'd read something about, or there had been an article how when they were, I guess, rehearsing it, and it said how, like, all the different characters were giving Howard, like, their own summary of, like, what the card had said. So I had taken that to mean that they were giving Howard, like, their own perspective on it, or, like, summarizing it in their own way. So then how it turned out to be, like, just completely different than that, and, like, these are different possibilities. And then even when they said it that way, I was thinking, like, that some would be good and some would be not so good for Howard to pick and choose, but then how they did it and how they're all...
I really liked it.
Yeah. Just so many feelings from that scene.
Oh my god, I know. Then I was a little confused because for a second I was forgetting that they don't technically consider the tag a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this scene's making me cry. Like, Steve said the last scene was crazy, and then I was like, okay, it's technically not a scene. I was like, alright, that's gonna be humorous. I'm not gonna have to deal with more emotions, because I was already, like, thinking about Amy's and getting, like, teary. They were all really sweet. But yeah, I did really like how it was done, so. And I'm glad that, you know, Howard got his story, Raj is getting the story with Lucy. Like, I know there were some complaints in season 3 or 4 that they weren't using Raj and Howard enough, and I feel like they're doing a lot better with that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, it wasn't even until season 3 where they got their own storyline with just the two of them outside of the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, initially with tonight's episode, I was kind of, like, upset it didn't look like we were really gonna see much of Leonard and Penny's cocktail party.
I was like, is that it, really?
Just because going into it, I was like, I was really excited for both parts of both storylines that we knew about. And then, like, so we did get to see a bit more of the party at the end, but really, like, I can't really complain about the party not getting more of a focus just because of how well done Howard's storyline was.
Yeah. I did like Sheldon's line about turning off the Latin orgy music, though. Yes, I wasn't happy. I mean, you can't, like, I don't see how anyone could really be upset about not getting more of either Howard and Bernadette's or Leonard and Penny's just because that scene was just so good.
I know.
And then when Penny was, you know, when Sheldon was giving all the, like, you know, jargon, and then Penny was all like, yep, yep, totally, like, that's the only way to put it, blah, blah. All I could think of was Amy from Decoupling Fluctuation with, it's so cute when she tries. Because it's like, Penny, look what people you're with. Like, pretending you're agreeing with Sheldon isn't going to accomplish anything, because they're all well aware that you have no idea what he's talking about.
I wrote down her line, if it wasn't epistemic, we might as well not do it.
Yeah. I wanted to tweet that, but I was doubting my abilities to spell epistemic because it's been a really long day, so I didn't, but yeah. Yeah, you might as well not do it if it's not epistemic. Or I liked Amy's thing to Raj at the end, if you let me pierce your brain with a hot needle in the right place, you'd be happy all the time.
I really liked also how Raj was, like, planning out the party. He's like, I'm so glad you asked me to help. And it's like, I didn't, I just invited you.
Yeah.
Because at first, for a second, I was like, really? Like, he's having Raj help him with it? And he's like, oh, no, that's just Raj wanting to...
Well, you know, Raj did the whole Halloween party at Stewart's, too. Mm-hmm. He should be a party planner instead of, like, if, you know, if the university's going to take away his green card for... not accomplishing anything, then he could just be a party planner.
That was one of the things I actually wrote down, like, he would love that so much, just, like, planning parties. I don't know how much other people would necessarily enjoy them, though his Halloween party was a success. And he got the TARDIS photo booth, so.
He just needs to have it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I know that they didn't keep their time machine in the living room, but I think a TARDIS photo booth in the living room would be pretty cool.
And I don't think Penny would object.
No, because she might need relativity explained to her again. I don't know what the TARDIS had any relevance to relativity, but Leonard was Einstein, so it worked. As we continue the fangirl edition with this. We're sorry, guys, but not really.
Not really.
I think Roxanne brought this up a couple weeks ago, but I don't know if we got much feedback on it. We were trying to keep these, like, 40 to 45 minutes, but they've started to run a little longer. So if you guys want to comment and let us know if you're cool with them being, like, 50 minutes or an hour-ish in case they go over, and if you'd prefer they stay the length they were at the beginning, just let us know and we can try to, like, cut it shorter. And if you don't have a preference, then that's cool. But we talk a lot, in case you haven't noticed already.
Yeah, and right now this one's looking at it'll probably be, well... we're at 50 minutes right now, but with editing and the bit of time before the actual episode started, it'll probably end up around 50 minutes.
Close to an hour.
So
yeah, just let us know if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah, how long do you want these things to be? And then we got some feedback from our last episode from Moira. We talked about how Lucy, we were wondering how she was being billed in the programs so far. Because, like, when Melissa and Mayims were moved up to starring from guest starring, that was, like, our clue that, hey, we're going to be seeing them more. And as of, in the Monster Isolation, at least, Lucy is under guest starring. And there was one other guest star in that episode, and that was Tom. And Lucy is listed above him, though, which is not alphabetically. So guest stars are pretty much ranked by importance within the episode. So she's kind of like a top guest star for now, but which is where we expected her to be. But if we ever see her bumped up to starring, that's how we know they're going to be keeping her around. Yeah, and that picture, it was linked to, if anyone else wants to take a look at it. It's on our site in the comments section from episode 3. So,
yeah. And, you know, for those of you that might not want Lucy to be around and wouldn't want her to be moved up to actually starring, just keep in mind that Kevin is still listed as starring, and we see that, you know, Stewart isn't, like, essential to every episode or in every episode. So if she does ever get bumped up to starring, it doesn't mean that she's going to be, like, Amy and Bernadette level.
That may just mean that they know they want to keep her to have now and then, but, yeah, not necessarily every episode. Because Melissa, in season 3, she was just recurring like a guest star. And then pretty much the reason that they had to write her out for a while was because she had other commitments come up and she wasn't able to do Big Bang Theory anymore. Which is why then when she was able to again in season 4, I think that's a big part of why they bumped her up to starring immediately. Because they knew that they liked her in the show and they wanted to make sure that they'd have her available.
Yeah, so if Lucy gets bumped up to starring, it just means that she'll be popping up for sort of long term. She won't necessarily be in every episode. So what else did we have We had a question?
Yeah, we've got...
Or did we answer that?
We've got one question. We're still... Thank you again to everyone submitting questions. We're still holding on to all of them, and we're slowly making our way through them. But the question for this week that we're going to answer is... Let me double check.
I would like to ask a silly question. With what member of the cast, actor, and what character would you like to meet to drink coffee if you had a chance in real life? Pick only one. It's interesting whether the character or actor would be the same.
I was just checking who submitted that. That was from GBX Girl.
Yeah.
Who asked us that question in the comments. So, I think my, like, initial thought, just because I love Johnny and Leonard both so much, would be Johnny and Leonard.
I'm nodding.
But then I feel like, for cast-wise, I'm also really torn. I might have to say Kunal, just because he's always, like, so super sweet to, like, the fans, and he's the one, like, after the tapings who almost always sticks around to sign for the programs and stuff. And I just think it would be really nice to be able to just, like, sit down and talk to him, and I feel like it would be, like, a really easygoing conversation, and just because he's such a laid-back guy. I might have to say him for the cast. But character, I would have to go with Leonard. Just because, yeah, Leonard's
my favorite. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
And I adore him, so. I don't know what we would talk about, necessarily. Maybe Harry Potter, since he's reading the books now. But Leonard...
You have to be careful not to spoil him, though, because he doesn't know very obvious things.
We'll just talk about whatever he's up to at that point.
You shouldn't even tell him there's a seventh book. He might get angry at you.
Well, it's Leonard's own darn fault. I don't know. That's ridiculous that he wasn't spoiled for those things, but that's a whole other discussion topic. Who would you have...
No. Yeah, I don't want to get
Who
you started
you
on that.
Who would you have coffee with, Nicole?
Well, I'm not sure as to if this pick only one means I can only say one name, or if I'm allowed to say one of these four and then give a final decision. But for character, it would definitely be Leonard. For cast member, I think it would honestly depend on what mood I'm in, because like you said, like Kunal, it would be like laid back, easygoing. Johnny, a lot of the articles where he talks about like more serious things, like I just really like the way he puts things, and I really like how he can like get passionate about certain things. So I feel like if I was in a mood to like have a discussion with someone about like life, it would definitely be him. And I think that I could get into a pretty good conversation with Kaylee about horses, and I have a girl crush on Melissa, so I'd love to spend time with her. But I think overall it would probably be, this is my one answer, I'm not cheating, I'm giving one answer. Mm-hmm. It would probably be Johnny. Because, I mean, I could name a reason why I would want to sit down with all of them, if I'm being totally honest, but I would just say Johnny, just because he's got a sense of humor. And he, also, like, the more I read about him, which it's been quite extensive considering they're in season 6 now, just the more I like him. And I would love to be able to, like, pick his brain on, like, non-television type stuff. Like, just to hear, like, you know, when he tells stories about his family, like, it's just really entertaining to me. Or, like, just weird stuff that he's done. Not, like, weird, but, like, just interesting, like, not Big Bang Theory related.
Yeah, Johnny, like I said, he would definitely be, I get like, my second choice, or, like, right out there, like, super hard to choose. But I just kind of, I feel like since I've had the chance to, like, interact with all the cast slightly after the tapings and such, and since Kunal actually came to the point where he started to recognize me, I just think it would be really fun to, like, to actually have, to be able to talk to him and not just be, like, over the railing, like, hey, how's it going?
Well, I would have to say if one of the cast members called me sweetie, they would probably be my top pick, too.
Well,
so,
technically, I believe Johnny called me sweetie also once when he was commenting on my Leonard shirt, so.
All right, I'm gonna leave now. You can do this podcast by yourself. No, I knew that, but yeah, so, yeah, if one of them called me sweetie, I would, like, clean their house if they wanted me to, so. Yeah.
But, so I think that pretty much wraps up this week's episode. Thank you again, as always, for listening. Thank you for your questions and comments. And I'm pretty sure we're trying to figure out if there's a new episode that airs next week. As far as we can tell, there isn't. So it looks like
March Madness starts. So
yes, so we're gonna have.
They're normally off for that.
So our next episode or two will probably just be us either answering your questions or finding other general things to talk about. So especially now, if you've got any more things you want to hear us talk about, send us a tweet or email us podcast@thebigbangbuzz.com or leave comments at thebigbangbuzz.com or, yeah, we've got a few different ways to contact us. They're all on the site, so send us a message and we'll talk about it on our next episode.
Yeah. And we should, by the time there's the next new one, every question you guys have submitted, we should have answered, because if we don't have a new episode to talk about, that's another, like, 15, 20 minutes. So submit all that you want and we'll get them done.
Yep. So thanks for listening and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hold on. We'll keep this cut out also. They talked about Segway. It came up in the panel. Polly was saying something about transition, and Lori corrected her and was like, segue, and she was like, I've been corrected.
I am so mad you waited 24 hours to tell me this.
Well, I was like, I'm tweeting, you know, from the other account, and I was like, this isn't really something I could tweet about, so only Nicole's really gonna care, and then I just forgot.
Okay, are you ready to go back in? Yes. Okay.